The International Youth Day, marked annually on the 12th of August, this year spotlights green skills and the major role young people will play in driving the much-needed shift towards an environmentally sustainable and climate-friendly mindset. To hear about what skills will be crucial in creating our green future, the UN Youth talked to members of the Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change, who offer their expertise to the Secretary General of the United Nations. Saoirse Exton of Ireland became a climate justice activist at the age of 13. Inspired by the example of her peers in Australia, she began to go out for climate protests and became a founder of the Fridays for Future movement. Today she also has keen interest in economics and advocates rethinking of the current global system and encourages to maintain hope.
But I think it's really important to be wary and critical of the systems that we currently have in place. For example, I'm really interested in economics, and so being aware of the issues that are ingrained in classical economic systems, I think that's very, very valuable. When we navigate legislative spaces, sometimes it can become easy to become a bit hopeless. But I feel like the way to maintain hope is to realize that there are solutions to things that feel like they have no solutions. For example, with economics, you know, it's a very big issue because there are a lot of people who it is not in their interest to change our economic system. I think it is worth considering the negative aspects and the negative effects of classical economic systems. At the very least, being critical of them, maintaining a kind of healthy critical attitude, while also being fully aware that change is possible. It's like optimism combined with criticism.
Benjamin Strzelecki from Poland is a climate action and energy transition advocate. He has coordinated a global network of youth-led energy organizations and has worked with intergovernmental entities, including the International Renewable Energy Agency, Sustainable Energy for All, and the UN Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, to create opportunities for young people in the energy transition field.
I was aware about the really catastrophic trajectory on which the world is heading in terms of growing emissions of greenhouse gases, with 70% of those emissions come from the energy sector. And energy sector, including power, transportation, industry, are really the key of addressing this climate crisis. Right now, as the general public, we are faced with a lot of messaging, a lot of campaigns of organizations, companies, and governments that are trying to tell us what they are doing to be more green and more sustainable. But very few of those campaigns and those pledges are backed with real action. And I think each of us, of young people, we need to be able to see through the words and look at the numbers and question what is the meaning of these actions that we are hearing about. So the grasp of the numbers and this quantitative reasoning is so important in the era where the risk of greenwashing is greater than ever.
Another youth advisor, Giovanni Henry of St. Lucia, is a climate and development professional, previously serving as a climate change special envoy for the Caribbean Youth Environment Network. And as UN Foundation's Next Generation Fellow, he shares the scientific approach to the climate challenge.
Green digital skills are going to be crucial in shaping a sustainable future for current and future generations. Our world is rapidly becoming more digitally skewed, and as young people, we must ensure we are in a position to bridge emerging gaps in education, employment, and development agendas with the required digital skills to ensure a just transition which benefits people and planet. This will allow us to effectively embrace the dynamic global digital environment whilst utilizing the innovative thinking of youth towards fashioning a sustainable era which leaves no one behind.
The concept of leaving no one behind is close to the heart of Joyce Mendes, whose origins are in Colombia and Paraguay. She is a migrant, a social entrepreneur, and climate advocate focused on the nexus of water, food, and energy justice. She is also a co-founder of several local and regional youth organizations.
The green skill I consider the most important is non-violent communication. It's actually to learn to listen. We are all the time seeing how to give a speech, storytelling, this and that, but we don't know actually how to have active listening, how to listen to the others, how to respect the space. If we are building a better world, we have to do it in a different way, in a real sustainable way. Nonviolent communication is fundamental for having sustainable projects, tolerance among cultures, to support interculturality and respect in all manners.
In September, all 7 members of the Youth Advisory Group will come to UN headquarters in New York to deliver their generation's message to world leaders traditionally gathering for the General Assembly's high-level week. The advocates, Sershi, Benjamin, Javanik, and Joyce, previewed some of their key appeals during our conversation.
There are elements of our current system and our current way of doing things that are not really fit for purpose. I also think it's really important to consider, you know, how states can collaborate with one another. You know, we see things like the Loss and Damage Fund, but how can we actually ensure that that is equitable? And how can we ensure that it isn't just about adaptation, but also about mitigation, you know, preventing the climate crisis and ensuring that countries that are more responsible for the climate crisis take on more responsibility to stop the effects of the climate crisis. You know, the issues that people are adapting to will get worse if we don't actually try to stop the climate crisis.
The world is well off track to meet the climate goals, and our emissions are not going down. They are not even flat. They continue to grow across sectors and across countries. And so more urgent action is necessary. I think we have clear paths charted by researchers, including the IPCC, who tell us very clearly we need to triple the installed renewable energy capacity to 11 terawatts by 2030. We need to stop further exploration and extraction of fossil fuels. And we need to scale up our investment in energy transition to $4 trillion per year by 2030. These are 3 overarching themes that we need to look at: investment, stopping fossil fuel extraction, and rapid scale up of renewable energy power generation in order to even think about meeting the climate goals of the Paris Agreement.
For the international community, the task is simple. It is no longer multi-choice, but a single option where ambitious climate action must be delivered on mitigation, adaptation, finance, and loss and damage. Failure to do so with a degree of alacrity will drive small island developing states and other climate vulnerable developing countries from a state of existence to gradual extinction. Many of our economies are now on life support due to the compounding impacts of climate change, and collective efforts are key in ensuring we stay alive and thrive. We have a rapidly closing window of opportunity to truly turbocharge climate action driven by international cooperation. Advancing global peace efforts and reprioritizing joint resources towards delivering climate justice can be a catalyst in this process.
I ask you to have more ambition, but also to recognize that youth, we need resources, we need financial support. It's not enough to go to an event, take a picture and go back, and to say, I'm doing enough for the climate. We need to have money and support to develop community projects. We need to support the communities facing in the forefront of climate crisis, and to really have like global change, but with local actions. So I ask you to leverage intergenerational cooperation with tangible results.